Good morning. So, here we are. Another Christmas gone, another festive season nearing its end. Another year nearly passed. I do hope that your houses over Christmas looked just as nice as the one in the picture. Ours definitely didn't, but it is a nice picture, and it is what it's showing, what we've been told to believe Christmas is all about. Nice fireplace, a nice Christmas tree, lighting the Christmas tree, presents, peace and serenity. And in all fairness, none of these things are bad in themselves. Yeah, Christmas is about family. It is about getting together. It is about spending time together and exchanging gifts. But again, that's not all Christmas is about. I used to believe that Christmas was this, and that's it. But every single Christmas, I would feel hollow. I would feel empty. And there would be absolutely nothing that would fill that hole in my soul. Yeah. Christmas has passed. Let's get things back to normal. Get on with our lives and then aimlessly surf through everything for another year until another Christmas comes. I've always tried, together with my wife, to do Christmas on a budget. We haven't always succeeded, but we always tried. Why? Because we don't want to get into January full of a crushing debt, for example, or with a house full of presents that we might regret. Yeah, I want to show you something. 10 years ago, our first Christmas in the UK, this was our Christmas tree, and that was it, because again, Christmas on a budget, that was the year we succeeded to do that. But doing Christmas on a budget with three daughters and a wife, it's not always easy. Sorry, Jesse. This is really annoying. however, this has helped us try to explain to the girls what Christmas is all about. Every single year, both us as parents and you as our church have explained to the girls what Christmas is all about. And that truth set in their minds, and it went with them wherever they would go. They would understand what Christmas is all about. On Friday, the last day of school, I went to pick Anya up. She's in year two. And as after I picked her up and we were going to the car, she was explaining to me that she was really upset because in school she tried to explain to all the children that Christmas is not only about Santa and presents. So she was there and she was explaining to all these seven-year-olds what Christmas is all about. And some of them 6 years old, she's telling me now. and then it hit me. You know, James and John in the Bible, the sons of thunder, and it hit me that we have Anya, the daughter of thunder. Just as James and John were ready to call down fire on the people who didn't want to welcome them in the Samaritan town, that's how Anya would be ready to call down fire on the people who wouldn't understand that Christmas is not about Santa and presents. So a seven-year-old gets it, or a six-year-old gets it. I do hope that we all get it. We shouldn't celebrate Christmas without having Easter on our minds. There's no point in declaring that Christmas is about him without always thinking what our Lord Jesus came to do for us. And shortly before that Passover, we read in Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 30, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they sang a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So it's simple. We're gathered here because our Lord Jesus commanded us to be gathered here. We're about to have communion because we need to remember his enormous sacrifice. We're not having communion because we're worthy or we deserve to. We're having it because of God's mercy and grace for us. We're having it because Jesus was willing to step down from heaven. He accepted to die the death that we deserved. And again, we're not saved because we're having communion. We're saved just because we accept that our Lord has died for us. And I want all of us to know that communion is just an act of remembrance. This is not a shortcut to heaven. This doesn't get us to heaven. But we are here to remember what Jesus has commanded us to do. I came across a photo online the other day, and I don't have the copyright for it, but I did want to show it to the church, because I want all of us to understand what the actual reason for the season is. It is this photo. And the first time I saw it, I was a bit shocked, because it's not an easy image to look at. Our Lord Jesus was born so he may die and then raised back to life. Many of us know Phil Wickham's song, "Friday's Good Because Sunday is Coming." We can so easily change that to "Christmas is good because Easter is coming." And now, as Stu will come over and lead us into communion, on our time of reflection, I would like all of us to think of this. Jesus' second coming is nothing like this. So keep that in mind, and I do pray that God will bless our hearts with softness and our minds with understanding. Amen.